Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! It is not Rob Parker. Rob Parker's on vacation.
Wow.
So filling in for him is our man, the one, the only, George Wrongster. I mean, Wrightster. George Rice. It's already on. That's right. It's already on and popping, George Wrightster. I'm just letting you know from the get-go, baby. You my man. You my good friend. You're my colleague. You do a wonderful job on your own show. And I want you to tell everybody about that because you got to listen to it. He does a great job. But I'm just letting him know, once the red light is on, George, it's on, baby. It's on. So don't come expecting softballs. Don't come expecting pats on the back. Don't come expecting, you know, me to take it easy on you. I'm going to treat you the same way I treat Rob Parker. That means I smash you with every take.
Are you going to let me talk is the question.
That's one way I can win, right?
Yep. That is the only way that you're going to win is if I don't get a word in. And so, but I appreciate it, man. And you guys always listen as well to my show, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, 10 p.m. Pacific to 1 a.m. Eastern time. Well, starting at 1 a.m. Eastern time as well. So you guys can always, after you finish listening to the Odd Couple, you can go get some dinner. You can go have some, have fun with your family. And then you need to be tuning in.
Yes, it is a great listen. I'm on there often and we're going to do something this week, maybe.
Yes, sir.
It's a great show. So I'm glad you got to pub it. All right. We got wonderful topics. Obviously, it's NBA heavy, but there's still college football. There's even a little pro football and we'll get into that as well. But a lot of NBA talk. And don't get it twisted. Just because George Wrightster was a tight end in the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars, don't think he doesn't know his basketball. Because according to him, what he tells me is he was mad nice in high school. Basketball. Mad nice.
I haven't heard
anybody else tell me that. But George tells me he was nice. I'm going to take his word for it.
If you ever get Gilbert Arenas on the show.
Ooh,
ask Gilbert.
Big names.
Ask Gilbert.
You played against Gilbert in high school.
With and against Gilbert.
Okay.
So, the night that I signed my letter of intent to go to Oregon, because I had basketball scholarships as well. But the night I signed, we actually played against Gilbert at Grant High School. And he had scored 50 in three consecutive games. Okay. And I believe I held him to 26, and I think I scored 29 that game.
You outplayed Gilbert Arenas.
Yes. However,
and did y'all win?
Yes, of course we won. His team was terrible, dude. It was like when LeBron James played in the final,
and he went to Arizona.
No,
how could his team be terrible?
No. In a high school,
You know how it is, real talk. If you're like that guy, you know, if you're a big time Division I player in high school, your team should be at least pretty good.
It should be, right? Except for he was trying to transfer to our high school, but his coach was blocking it, saying you're going to be ineligible if you do that. But here's the thing though, is that Gilbert was literally like LeBron playing in the finals when he had Mozgov, Dellavedova, except for all he had was four other Dellavedovas, like high school equivalents, like they did not belong on the floor. And I played on a city championship team. So our team was really good. So it was stop Gilbert and you'll be fine. Or slow him down and you'll be fine.
Well, there you have it. He outplayed Gilbert Arenas in high school, so he knoweth of what he speaks.
Yay.
All right, we're going to get right into it. We got the Odd Couple crew. He is back. Guess who's back?
Who?
You don't call it a comeback. It's DJ Alex Tyshert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and twos. Wow. I'm just shocked that he's back.
CB, sometimes you got to come out for the talent. It's George Reister, so I had to be here.
Thanks, man. I
welcome, my guy.
How much did George pay you to say that?
Well, the Venmo account is still pending, so I'll let you know.
We got super producer Rob G in full effect, running things. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. Let's get right into it, George. And look, we all saw the exploits of one Kevin Durant in the second round of the playoffs. They lost, but it wasn't his fault. 49, 17, and 10 in game 5, 48 minutes. Then 48, and 9, and 6, or whatever it was, in game 7. And one of the greatest, it won't go down as one of the greatest, because they didn't even win. But I'm just talking about the sheer skill, the spin move, to know where he had his foot on the line, and the three-point shot, great shot to tie it at the end of regulation, but never, it was all for naught. They didn't win. But a lot of people, George, even before that shot, before that game, a lot of people were saying that Kevin Durant is the best player in the world, that he has surpassed one LeBron James. And even though they lost, even in a losing effort, a lot of people are saying he is that guy. And to be honest, they were saying it before the season, before the playoffs. A lot of people think KD is that man now, that he's taken over that mythical title. Scottie Pippen, the great Scottie Pippen, top 50 player of all time, six-time NBA champion with Michael Jordan. He was with Vincent Goodwill today, speaking on Yahoo.com, and he begged to differ. Here he is.
I see a lot of the talk now going on about, has he surpassed LeBron James?
Has he?
Surpassing LeBron James takes a little bit more than an individual's effort. LeBron James is a complete team player who understands team and winning. Has KD gotten to that level yet? He went home.
He's got two championships and two finals MVPs, right?
But to say that he surpassed LeBron, I think he still has some learning to do in terms of what it takes to will a team to victory.
Mm. There you have it. From none other than the great Scottie Pippen. And people, just quickly, George, and then the floor is yours. People trying to think, oh, Chris and Rob, they don't like Scottie Pippen. They dissed Scottie Pippen a week ago when they said he wasn't MJ's equal. We didn't diss Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen is phenomenal. We just said, don't get it twisted. He was not on MJ's level. MJ was the man. Scottie was Robin. MJ was Batman. And it was as clear as day. That's all we said. But that doesn't take away from Scottie Pippen's greatness. All right, George,
okay.
I got a lot to say about this, but I know you do too. So the floor is yours.
So I'm going to start with, to go back to Kevin Durant's shot, right? Is that shot, I was amazed, but I was not surprised.
Right.
Do you understand the difference? Like, I was amazed at the shot, but I was not surprised. I actually expected him to hit that shot. Which led to another issue, which was why was PJ Tucker on him to begin with instead of Giannis, who Giannis has the best field goal percentage against him out of anybody in the league. But that's a whole nother story. But the idea, though, that Kevin Durant has passed LeBron James, that's a prisoner of the moment take. And the only reason why is because Kevin Durant We haven't seen Kevin Durant since he was in the playoffs with the Warriors. And that was in 2019. This season is the first season that we've seen him. And we only saw him about half the basketball season. So the idea that he's passed LeBron James while he's done so little, I mean, granted, what we saw in the playoffs was absolutely special. And could he be better than LeBron James at this point? Yes, because Father Time's catching up with LeBron. But the idea that you can just anoint a guy with such a small sample size as the best player, that's the part that I don't agree with.
Some people were saying that too, just based on what he did in Golden State.
Yeah, well, no, see now, that's a legitimate argument. Like in 2019, that was a legitimate argument. But then he gets hurt. We don't see him for the rest of the finals, obviously, and the Warriors lose. And then he's absent all of 2020. And then 2021, he only plays half the season. And if you really think about it, when he was out, who looked like the best player on the Brooklyn Nets? James Harden.
Right.
Yeah. So just with the small sample size, I can't put him above LeBron at this point. But also, I do recognize that when we're watching LeBron James, he doesn't have the same ability to blow by guys and drive by them and all the things that made him so dominant. But his basketball IQ and being able to set guys up is what still puts him head and shoulders above a bunch of guys in the league. And there's really only a couple guys who you could even contend as the best player in the league at this point. I don't even think you can put Giannis in that category, because Giannis, as talented as he is, 28-11-6 on the season, which is unbelievable. But the idea, though, that the best player in the league doesn't either facilitate the last shot or take the last shot on his own team, that's a little bit weird to me. And then you could argue Steph, you could argue and you could argue KD. But beyond that, everybody else doesn't have enough of a resume, or we've had such a small sample size to even have them talked about in the same breath as LeBron.
All right. Well, we gonna get into this, because I got something to say to what you said. First of all, Giannis not in the conversation. Okay. Steph is in the conversation, okay. And then KD is not yet as good as LeBron. Okay, I will respond to all of that. I will be bringing flames for my man George Reister as soon as we get back from this break. You know what to do. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple. Reister's in for Parker. It's on and popping.
And Rob Parker.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, George Reister, who's filling in for Rob Parker. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we got so much to get into, man. You just levied plenty of bombs in the opening segment that I must respond to. And I'm going to give you time to respond to my responses. But first, yeah, you said Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time MVP, who is got to be the favorite. Now, he might not do it. We'll see. But got to be the favorite at this point to win the championship. You said he's not in the discussion for best player in the world. And guess what, George? I agree with you.
Thank you.
You are right. And here's, if he wins the championship this year, he still won't be the best player in the world.
Correct.
And I know we've become accustomed to that. Kawhi, oh, when he led Toronto, he's the best player in the world. LeBron last year, he's still the best player in the world. Kevin Durant, Golden State, he's the best player in the world. First of all, that's not the rule, right? Dirk Nowitzki was never considered the best player in the world.
Never. Obviously, Chauncey
Billups wasn't. Dwayne Wade in 2006 with Shaq when he led Miami to the title was not considered the best player in the world or even better than LeBron James at that point in time. Paul Pierce was never considered the best player in the world. In fact, he got mad at me when after they won the championship and he was the finals MVP in 2008, when I said, I'm not sure he's even in the top 10. He said he was the best player in the world. I said, I'm not even sure he's in the top 10. He texted me, you ain't even in my top 10 local writers.
Dude, did you realize, Paul Pierce. See, but
I love Paul Pierce.
Conversations like that, though, are the reason why Paul Pierce hates all the LeBron James love so much. That's the reason why, because he's like, I want my going away. I wanted my farewell tour. And then who was it, Draymond, that was like, they don't love you like that, Paul?
You thought you was Kobe? Draymond threw, that was some of the best trash talk I've ever heard. I ain't going to lie. That was great. But anyway, let me finish this up, and then I know you got plenty to say. I agree with you on Giannis. Like, look, Giannis is phenomenal. I can pencil Giannis in, even in the playoffs. I can literally pencil him in for 32-plus. He going to give me 30 or 32 points or more. Yep. I can pencil him in for 15 rebounds-plus, 5 or 6 dimes-plus. All of that. Yeah, an air ball perhaps every game or two on the free throw line. But Giannis, because of his he is not the closer. He's not, like, at the end of games, they're essentially going to Chris Middleton.
Yes, and you can't be the best player in the world if you can't close a basketball game.
No, and I get it. He can't shoot. But what Giannis did with a minute 11 left in overtime against Kevin Durant in game 7, faced him up, then posted him, went in, took a dribble or two, then backed him down. Then turned, backed him down, went to the spin move and the jump hook. That should be his go-to move.
Yep.
That should be his. I get it. He can't shoot outside. He don't have to. Kareem couldn't shoot outside, but he was a go-to guy. He was a closer. Shaq couldn't shoot outside, in NBA games, but he was a closer.
Yep.
And so that's what Giannis should do. Like, when Harden had him and called off Landry Shamet, forget that spin to the baseline, shoot a turnaround, Jay. Yep. You post him up, back him down, jump hook, 2 points. So when Giannis starts doing more of that, then even if he doesn't improve the jumper, he could then perhaps be the best player in the world. But you have to do one or the other, right?
Yep.
You have to be dope on the perimeter with your J, or you got to be killing dudes on the post. You can't be, the jack of all trades and the master of none.
Yeah, because the rest of the basketball game does matter. But there's a difference in clutch points and regular points. Like there are guys who can get buckets from minute 1 to minute 43. But those last 5 minutes, and I'm not even talking regular season games, when you get in them playoff games the pressure cooker is on, look at what happened to Ben Simmons. He mentally fell apart.
Well, he fell apart for the whole series. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It was the pressure of the playoffs.
Right.
But then you put him under the basket even with 5 minutes left, and he's like, mm-mm, I won't be the person to blow this game.
Right.
I'm not going to blow it. Let me find somebody else to pass the ball to.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. And
the playoffs are a whole different animal. So that's me with Giannis. What was your rebuttal to Steph?
Look, Steph, and I stand by this contention. Unless somebody else said it, I didn't hear. I believe I was the first person on national television in 2015 to say that Steph Curry is the best shooter in NBA history. So I got nothing but love for Steph. Best shooter in NBA history. Best small player, below the rim player ever. All right? All that. Second greatest point guard ever to Magic Johnson. But I hate to say it, but it's the size. He's not the best player in the world. He's limited defensively. And I think there's something, the size. Isaiah Thomas, who until Steph came along was the best small player in the world in my estimation, was never considered the best player in the world. In this game, even though it's becoming more of a small man's game. No, he couldn't. But I'm just saying, Steph is not LeBron. Steph is not Kevin Durant. As great as he is, he's just not.
But LeBron
had missed the playoffs this year, playing, you know, most games. I know he missed it a few years ago, but he missed plenty of games, 27 games. But if he played just about every game, like 72, you know, they 62 or 63 out of 72, and they missed the playoffs, you don't think he would be getting crushed? Kevin Durant, they're making the playoffs with that Golden State team.
So look, here's the thing.
He's not better than Noah.
It's easy to use the, well, they missed the playoffs this year, but did they really? They were in the eighth seed,
yes.
Chris. No, hold on.
Stop it. I will not let you come on the iCouple and spew feelings over facts. You can get away with that at 1 a.m. in the morning. By yourself, and you got nobody sitting across from you. You did not just come on here and say, did they really miss the playoffs? No, they did. No. They really missed the playoffs.
The point is that you're using that as a manipulative tactic to disqualify Steph. Because if this were any other year, would he have been at the eighth seed? Would he have been in the playoffs? Yes, right?
He did not make the playoffs.
So, like, let's not act like he was in the ninth or tenth seed. He was not
the
Washington
Wizards.
They actually
were the ninth seed.
No, they were the eighth seed.
Under the current rules,
they finished ninth.
Memphis was the eighth seed.
Straw man fallacy, man. You just built him
so
up
let
to
me,
knock
let
him
me get to your KD point. Let me get to your KD point before we go to break. I do agree. Look, I've said Father Time has tapped LeBron on the shoulder. LeBron can no longer just carry Chris Broussard, George Reister, Rob G, and Alex, the DJ, to the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay, he can't because Father Time's tapping him on the shoulder. So he's not quite what he used to be, but does that mean he's no longer the best player in the world? No.
Correct.
Because who else can do it? Kevin Durant, and this is Scottie Pippen, was right on the money. As great as Durant is, and Durant is, it's not even a discussion how much of a better shooter and scorer or shooter he is than LeBron James. But Kevin Durant, for all his greatness, and he is great, has yet to prove he can lead a team to the championship. He's yet to prove it. Yes.
Yes.
All those years in OKC, they got there once, I know, but he didn't win it. And then Golden State, that wasn't his team. Yes, he was the best player. That was Steph's team.
Steph set
the tone. Yes. I mean, come on. 73 wins, a championship before he even gets there. And this year, I mean, it was his team recently. Obviously, he's hurt most of the year. It looked like James Harden's team. But this year, and I get the injuries, but the bottom line is he didn't lead them past the second round. And so Kevin Durant still has yet to prove he can lead a team to the championship like LeBron James has proven that. And so I still think you can say LeBron is the best in the world. Yep. Let him do battle next year
and
see who it is.
And I remember I talked about this on a show when I was on with Dan Beyer here on Fox Sports Radio this weekend. And he was like, are you – no, I'm sorry. I was on with – oh, gosh, I forgot who I was on with. But he was talking about
– What an impression he made on you. My goodness.
But he was talking about – he was like, oh, wait, that Jokic should be included in it.
Oh, stop.
That I was just talking about the over 30 crowd. And I'm like – What are you talking about? No, that these are players who there's a difference. Is that Jokic, he can't even get his team out of the second round of the playoffs. And he won the MVP because he won the war of attrition. Had Joel Embiid played 10 more games, he would have won MVP.
Right, I agree.
And if LeBron doesn't – yeah, Harden, played, LeBron, know, they all games. Finish higher than him if they don't get hurt.
I agree. Yeah. But he is a great player, was deserving MVP. But, yeah, you're right. I can't disagree with any of that. All right, we got our man Ralph Irvin with the update. But the Phoenix Suns, who's the best player – on their team? Is he hurt or out with COVID? Or is he balling tonight?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's George. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, tonight is, as Ralph said, game two. Los Angeles Clippers at the Phoenix Suns. And I want to throw this out first. We can get to your prediction in a moment. But look, Chris Paul is tremendous. And I think most of the basketball world that does not have a rooting interest in these playoffs, in this Final Four, is pulling for Chris Paul to win this championship. And I think, George, that if he does win it, it solidifies him. Like, to me, no debate. As the fifth best point guard in basketball history. First, of course, being Magic Johnson, Steph 2, Oscar 3, Isaiah Thomas 4. Mm. And then Chris Paul would be 5. Right now, so, Jay Kidd's in there. Stockton's in the discussion.
See, I got Westbrook squeezing out Oscar right now. Yes. Yes, I do.
So you got Westbrook as the third best?
No. I have him as fifth best.
What's your top five?
So I have Magic. And remember, we talked about this because I believe I had because I think I put Jerry West as
see I got him as a two guard.
Yeah, and you counted him as a two guard. So
and that was the era when you know that, and you're younger than me. When I was growing up, I played in the era in junior high, certainly early on, CYO, then junior high, and then. High school was when it really switched to, okay, I'm the point guard, or this guy's the point guard. But up until that point, it was like two guard sets.
Yeah.
And so yeah, Jerry sure. West, Walt Frazier, Oscar Robertson, they all played in the era of two guard sets. So it was more guard, forward, center. Not so much point guard, shooting guard, correct. Small forward, power forward, center.
Yeah, and that's where I would go with so I was counting Jerry West as a point guard. So I went Magic, I went Steph, Jerry West, and then coming in with Chris Paul and then Russell Westbrook. But prior to this season, I had Oscar Robertson. No. Prior to this season, I had Oscar Robertson ahead of Westbrook. But it's tough for me there because as much of a – like, I don't want to discount older players. Right. And I understand that the game has changed.
Even as you do it.
and that there are – it's easier to get a triple-double now than it was when Oscar Robertson played. And he did it for an entire season. He's an NBA champion. The only thing that is hard for me with Russell Westbrook is there are holes in his game, right? Which I think make it difficult to win at times. But at the same time, his leadership, how hard he works, and I think I appreciate the fact that he's going to be a player like Kobe Bryant in that when he finishes, there's going to be nothing left. Like there's not going to be anything on the floor.
I give you all that. And Russell Westbrook is great. It's hard to rank him because he's an icon. I think he's like Allen Iverson. It's hard to rank Iverson because they're both iconic. They both did incredible feats that people will marvel at for decades. And Westbrook especially, because people 30 years from now are going to be like, I can't believe this guy averaged a triple-double for 4 seasons? Unbelievable. Like unless Luka and Jokic start doing it and it becomes somewhat commonplace for a couple people to do it, this is going to define Russell Westbrook in a great way. However, I can't let you come on here and just disrespect Isaiah Thomas. His name has yet to even come out of your mouth. What do you do? What? I mean, you like 6'7", 8 deep.
No, I'm
and
not
you
6,
still
7,
haven't
8 deep.
Mentioned Isaiah Thomas. How in the world is Chris Paul better than Isaiah Thomas? Isaiah Thomas is the only man walking the face of the planet who can say, stick out his chest, clear his throat, and say, I beat Magic. I beat Bird. I beat Michael in their prime. They had top 50 teammates. I did not. And you just going to gloss over that and
toss him aside?
I'm not glossing over it, Chris. Like he's fast Eddie Johnson? Remember him for the Atlanta Hawks?
The Pistons were
where you
allowed
got him,
to
ninth?
Murder players,
it's
man.
The 13th?
Hold on. Chris. I could make a whole passionate speech about you leaving out Russell Westbrook or you leaving out Chris Paul until now.
You mentioned Isaiah. All these little crazy takes you be giving at 1:47 in the morning by yourself and ain't nobody to combat you, it will not work on the Odd Couple, my man.
Chris, how dare you, first of all. And the second thing is that Isaiah Thomas, who is, I put him, all right, so of the list. So what we're sitting here arguing about is like one spot, if you think about it. So we both have Magic and Steph 1 and 2, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's nothing to argue about there. You right. just put Chris Paul 3, right?
No, I got Chris Paul if he wins.
Okay,
I've
so
got
where
him
do you,
fifth.
Where do you have him now?
He's in a battle for fifth with Jason Kidd.
Okay,
and then
you have Oscar Robertson and
I got Oscar third, Isaiah fourth.
And Isaiah fourth. I got Isaiah sixth. We're arguing over one spot, bro. First of all,
I don't know where you went to school, but between 4 and 6 two spots. All right.
I'm saying you got him fourth, fifth, and I got him fifth, sixth. That's what I'm talking about. We were arguing about one spot. And part of that is because I put Jerry West as a point guard. So if you take Jerry West out of his point guard, he's number 5. So we're arguing about one spot.
I just
want
to hear his name come out of your mouth. That's all I'm saying.
Isaiah Thomas. Dude, listen. Listen, it's just like you're watching The Last Dance right now where he would be saying, I met the criteria. I just wasn't selected. So it's kind of like the Olympic team right now.
He should have definitely been on that dream team. It upsets me. All right. We are having fun. Chris Broussard and George Reister, the Odd Couple, while Rob Parker is on vacation. You know what to do, folks. You got to keep it locked right here, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple, George Reister in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Okay, Phoenix and the Clippers are starting in about an hour and a half. I want to throw this at you, George. And he got a lot of MVP love. He got love on my ballot. He was third on my ballot. Mm-hmm. I had him first team All-NBA with Steph Curry at the guard. I'm talking about Chris Paul. But I think the best player on the Suns is Devin Booker. If I was the Clippers, and this is nothing from Chris. I mean, obviously, Chris is 36 now. So I don't mean historically. Obviously, he's ranked higher than Devin Booker historically at this point. But right now, if I was the Suns and I had to lose one of my two stars for this series, it'd be Chris. If I could choose, I'd rather have Devin playing and no Chris than Chris playing and no Devin. What do you think about that?
Just as soon as I didn't think that you could do or say anything more ridiculous, you come back and totally redeem yourself with this one, buddy. You are 100% right.
That oh, Devin I thought Booker, you was going to say, okay, I thought you were saying I said something even more ridiculous.
No, you actually, you redeemed yourself with this one because you have been on a cold streak so far today.
I've been destroying you, but go ahead.
Except for when you agreed with me about Giannis and all of that. So it was good that I could lead the way so far today, and I will continue to do so. So I will actually piggyback off your that Devin Booker is the best player on the team. It's clear. It's evident. He's the best scorer. He's a good defender. He can facilitate the offense, right. All of those things. But here's the part that you missed in the conversation, Chris, is that Chris Paul is their most important player in terms of winning a championship. Because if you look at that Lakers series in particular, when Chris Paul was out or you thought his shoulder was hurt, all of those things, and I'm talking about prior to the Anthony Davis injury, that you looked at this team, and even when the Lakers were starting to come back, I think, what was that, in game six, it was Chris Paul who settled the team down, because this team has virtually no playoff experience except this year, 2021. Except for Jay Crowder. And Chris Paul was able to settle them down. He was the one that's leading the way and showing them how to do it. So while Devin Booker is the best player on the team, Chris Paul and his leadership and the things he's imparted into this team already in getting them the second seed and teaching them how to be tough, how to win in the playoffs, and most importantly, how to close out playoff series where they've closed out two with him. And one of them in the second round, the dude was outstanding.
He was great.
What did he put up? 37
averaged 25 and 10 against Denver. Yeah, he had 37 in that closeout game four.
Yeah, so it was he's the most important player on this team, Chris, while Devin Booker's the best.
Maybe.
Excuse me?
Certainly he was during the regular season. But I think, like, people are talking about the Suns like they were that. They were going to be good even without Chris this year. Now, they wouldn't be what they are now, of course. He's great. But their turnaround actually began last season.
Yes.
Remember, DeAndre Ayton was suspended for 25 games for the league substance policy. Okay? Substance abuse policy. And when he came back, that's when they took off, late December. They took off and played plus 500 basketball the rest of the season. And we know they went 8-0 in the bubble, and it was an impressive 8-0.
Yes, it was.
And so, again, they would not be where they are now without Chris. But I do think they would have been a playoff team. Certainly not the second seed, but they were poised to have a good season and a playoff season before Chris even got there. And you're right, though. His leadership, he's a tremendous leader. He is an educator as well. On the court, he's always talking, calling out the opponent's plays, defensively, all that. And so he is indeed very important.
That makes him the most important, Chris. That makes him it's okay to agree with me. It's fine.
No, I agree with you when you're right. I think that's fair, though. I'm not going to diss Chris like that. I think that's fair. But the best player is Devin Booker at this moment in time.
Correct.
All right. Well, we got plenty more in store. 2 hours left of me taking it to my man, George Reister. Keep it locked. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports.